All systems are a go.
Hit it.
Radio Reaver. 97.2 FM. Jones Show.
We have in the studio the said man, Harry Hatter. Harry, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, thank you.
Well,
how are you doing?
I am doing more than great because you're here. You're here with this guy, Gary, who had a phenomenal... He doesn't even remember that I was talking to him for 3 hours Saturday night in a pub in Five Ways. What's with that? Were you lacing in with Guinness or something?
Yeah, I did buy him a few.
Did you? Well, it's so great to see you both. I have to confess, I said at the top of the show, we got H. Hatter stroke Harry E. I forgot to say Harry Hatter, which is now your new name, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
How's that, all that working out?
Yeah, it's just a new sort of style, new sort of me. So I thought I'd slightly tweak the name to fit that.
Well, what is new about Harry Hatter 26? What has happened? Because you came in about a year ago.
Yes.
And you sounded mighty fine then. So what have you done to the sound?
Well, I've taken a bit of time to myself.
Yeah.
Taken about a year off to just really find my style.
Nice.
Find my sound. And, over time, I think I've found that. I think I've used elements from different inspirations,
yeah,
and such as funk, soul, bit of 80s, and sort of combined them together to create a sound that feels more suited to me.
Now, I know people who were around in the 80s. I know people. What kind of stuff in the 80s have you been leaning on? What kind of stuff from the 80s grabs you and inspires you?
I quite like George Benson.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
A bit of Wham.
Yeah. Well, the first two were kicking it in the 70s. Mm. Wham, not so. But, yeah. Well, what kind of Wham tracks?
Everything She Wants.
Yeah.
I'm really liking that one at the moment.
Yeah. and when you say that, so what do you do with that influence? Where does it all go?
It's just sort of the feel of the tracks.
Yeah.
That I like, just sort of the part that makes you want to dance. I like making music that makes people want to dance because if I've got a song that I've made and it makes me want to dance, then I feel like that's...
Job done.
Yeah,
job done. If it's getting your feet moving...
Yeah.
And your feet aren't guilty, are they?
No, not at all. I used to be a dancer.
Because, you know, guilty feet have no rhythm. this is a fact. In fact, they've proven that fact. What I want to know is, what is your album called and how do we get hold of it? Because it's beautiful. And I saw this artwork before when you sent it over, but I'm holding it. It's even more beautiful in my hand. Tell me about this album. What is it called and how do we get it?
So it's called The Road So Far.
Yeah.
By Harry Hatter. It's out on all platforms. And it's... some songs are a bit of my new style and some songs are the old. So it's self-explanatory, The Road So Far. So
The Road So Far. So it's Road So Far. It says chapter one. Mm. I like that. That's good. How many chapters are you planning?
As many as I can do.
Yeah?
It depends. Different phases of the life.
Is there going to be chapter two at the end of 26?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It would be a bit of a delay if there isn't.
Nah, you don't have to worry about delay because, you know, certain artists, they just put their feet up and hang around for 5 years and bring out another one. You don't have to. So there's no pressure. You've already taken time out. Listen, we're going to play a track. What would you like me to hear?
So the first one, I reckon, we'll start off with an old favourite.
Okay, I remember this. I've got it. Have you tweaked this old favourite?
No, not at all.
Ooh, okay.
We've got two of the old favourites and...
That sounds good.
One of the new...
So what's it called? Tell us everyone.
So this is Strangers.
Yeah.
I created the backing music...
Yeah.
...for this. It's one of the ones that's really sort of my style and my sound.
Gonna play it now, my friend.
Thank you.
strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hang them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. They ain't nothing but strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hang them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. All I need be just some peace of mind. Every time I need to feel revived, I just get my groove and set that mood and lose my mind. I can read the truth beneath the lies. I've no song too ugly inside. I said, get your groove and set your mood and lose your mind. I've had fun times, but sometimes that fun dies through tough times when none cry. Cause we know that we together in this. I've lost some fights, I've won fights, I've had dumb fights, but love fights, not learn a lot. Cause we know that we together in this. Yeah. They ain't nothing but strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hang them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. They ain't nothing but strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hang them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me.
Look. Look, I'm staying my thoughts. I ain't a jack of all trades. I'll just play in my court. See, I ain't had it my way. I've had to take it by force. And yeah, I've seen a great day that's rained and then poured still. But still, I played in the storm. I went from sane to insane. Did the same couple more. I used to play till I found that this game is too short. I used the pain and the doubt to go make what I saw. Right now, full of calm. Used to this. I'll never pipe down until I do finish. Like, yeah, there ain't anyone to come and feeling useless. You might as well go do a runner or get used to this. A great day is what you make it, of course. I'm paving the course, just waiting. I'll be gaming due course. You'll never grab arms, shake the palm of my hand if you ain't a damn part in a part of the plan.
They ain't nothing but strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hang them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me. They ain't nothing but strangers to me. They see me walking past and I won't hang them in the street. I will never let them play me for free. I've had long days and life's long games broke me.
Oh, wow. That's got a thing going, man. That's Harry Hatter with a track called Strangers. We got Harry right here, and I'm going to quiz you, my friend. I am curious. How do you start a track like that? Is it, and how much of that is a sample, and how much is it new music?
So I always start with the bass line.
Okay.
That's what I hear first in a song, and that's what really, that's what I love.
And is that original bass line?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I created that that little bass line motif.
Like it. And then from that you get, what, you work with the lyrics?
From, I think I start with the bass line. I go on to the drums.
Yeah.
And then that's sort of the groove sorted. That's sort of the bit that gets you moving.
Yeah, the rhythm.
And then, and then I find the melody after, something that would sort of... add to that groove.
Yeah. And what about that sax in there?
That is a sample.
That's a sample.
The only part that's a sample.
That is gorgeous. Where's that from? Beautiful.
I can't remember.
It doesn't matter. Why? Why? Yeah. Why linger on stuff?
I just thought it sounded...
Sounds good.
Yeah, perfect for the song.
Yeah. Tell us how we can get hold of this album, by the way.
It's out on all platforms. So, once again, The Road So Far by Harry Hatter.
Harry Hatter.
My Instagram is HHatterOfficial.
Yes.
All I think it has to be lowercase anyway for Instagram, but yeah.
And on Facebook, we did tag in probably your Harry E. private account, but on that, you've got the links as
well.
No, that is all good. So in terms of writing, are you always... I mean, there's a lot of tracks on this. What is that, 12 tracks on there? It's quite a few, and the artwork is beautiful. Who did all the photography and the such?
The photography is done by a NextVid.
Who's that?
It's
a NextVid.
A NextVid. So he's a videographer, but he did some photography.
Got it. Hence the camera, the stand, the stand. It's absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I love the story you were telling me off air that when you showed your granddad, he just said, "Well, you could have smiled a bit more." And you know,
I mean, he's not wrong, because I do smile a lot.
Yeah.
In person, if you know me, I'm a very smiley, cheerful
guy.
You're
a smiley, cheerful guy. So, of course you are.
Yeah, you might not be wrong. Maybe the next one I'll be grinning.
What about doing stuff live? Is that a thing for you? Have you done that much?
I've done it a lot in the past, but I haven't done it much recently. I think, as I said, I was getting to find my sound, and then who knows? Could well do in the future.
I mean, and how would you do that? Would you have live musicians on and filling in those bits? I mean, it gets a bit pricey when you get building up your own band around you. But would you do that?
I mean, I wouldn't shy away from that. That would be amazing to have. Because I don't think I've ever done that. I've always done it sort of solo. So
Well, it makes sense.
It would be exciting.
So you could do it with a backing track and do the rest of it.
Yeah.
But if you had one guy there on bass and then a
saxophone,
Luann on sax, because she's brilliant. Look, we got another track. What would you like us to play?
Which one should we do? We'll go for the new one, actually.
Okay, what's that?
So this is Why Don't You. It's a rough version.
Yeah.
But I thought I just want to play it.
Yeah.
It's not
it's not on the album. Get you. Rough version, not on the album. A complete exclusive. We got Harry Hattert here pushing the new album, pushing the new tracks. Let's have a little listen to this. Love it. We got the amazing Harry Hattert here. That's a brand new track. Harry, tell us what that was called.
So that's called Why Don't You.
Why Don't You, yeah.
Unreleased.
Unreleased.
Hopefully the next single.
Yeah, and material for 2026 Project's Chapter 2 album. So that's, you know what, and take this, do not take this the wrong way. There is a little bit of George Michael going on there.
Yeah, no, of course.
Truth be told.
It's an inspiration.
Inspiration. In terms of creating that track, tell us how you did that.
That one, I had to learn how to do 80s drums.
Right.
So I started off with the drums. I'd never done that before.
Yeah.
Spent a while trying to mix it and find different variants of 80s drum patterns, and then I found one I liked, and then I added the bass line afterwards, and then I used a Wurlitzer piano, added a little melody there, and then found a saxophone sample, and then wrote the lyrics.
Well, you know, it's damn rockin' good. And if that is not even available yet, then we're in for a treat in 26. I'm gonna hold on to that.
Well, hopefully within the next month or two, it will be out.
Well, yeah, you're just gonna hit the ground running.
As soon as possible, really.
After this year you took out, there's no stopping you.
No, not really.
Absolutely no stopping you. Are you trying to promote this album in any other way? Are you like pushing it around? Are you going to go on some kind of, you know, because you've got the hard copies, you see. I just want to figure out how you're selling these other than just downloads.
So I'm not going too crazy with promotion.
Okay.
I'm just doing what I can do, but not going too crazy, as that's what kind of took the fun out of it for me. So I'm, you know, just enjoying it, which is how I feel creates the best music.
Yeah.
When you just take a step back, forget about all the crazy promotion and just do it because you love it.
Yeah. There's a beautiful post on your Facebook. It's probably on your Instagram as well, which is basically the essence of what you just said, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So tell us what you decided, that's it. I'm going to quit all the taking it seriously, start to enjoy it again, relight the flame, and then out of that comes just the stuff that you've just produced.
Yeah, exactly, because I probably started writing songs when I was about, I don't know, 9 or 10. And it was sort of an R&B style, I'd say. Just stuff. I was playing the piano, doing performances, doing concerts and stuff. And then as I got older, you sort of get sucked into these sort of styles that are popular rather than what is authentic to you.
Do you find the lyrics come easy?
Yes.
Do you? That's interesting.
I feel like they do, but I have to tweak it to make it sort of sound nicer.
But the lyrics for you come after you've got the right bass, the right drum.
Yeah, I sort of hum it first.
Interesting.
Sort of find the flow and then add the lyrics.
Do you ever write stuff just dry without a...
I don't. I've got to create the music first, because that's what I really enjoy making.
What about when you're on the train going to work? Do you voice notes?
Or? I do voice
do
notes
you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, little things come into your head.
Sometimes, even when I'm having a dream.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Listen, if you're getting one now, feel free to stop any time. Do a voice note. Don't let this get in the way of creativity. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's the thing. It's always at the worst times. It's like,
I don't want that on my conscience. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's always that you're like, I've got to put out the phone quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly record, and then otherwise I will forget it. I have a terrible memory.
Normally, in a meeting with your boss.
Yeah.
And suddenly the best tune comes in, and you go, I'm going to have to do a voice note. Listen, what are we going to go out with? Because I've got three tracks here. We've had two. What do you want?
So we're going to go out with What We Look For. It's another slightly old
What We Look For,
favorite.
Yeah. Anything we need to know about this one, Harry?
Well, it's, this is sort of 80s again.
Yeah.
Bit funky.
You would have loved the 80s.
I know.
You'd have slotted right in.
Do you know what? I wish I would have grown up in the music era of either the 50s or the 80s.
See, so do I. I mean, I hear people talk about the 80s and it sounds great, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm so far too young, but it does sound like a lot of fun. I bet people dyed their hair and stuff and did crazy stuff, had lots of crazy clothes, you know? But they did. But they had a great time. Harry, you've been a lot of fun. The album is called The Road So Far. We got Harry Hatter here. What We Look For, anything else you want to share about this track before I play it and say adios?
I don't think so. Well, I think just let the music speak for itself.
Damn right. I will. I'll do that. Will you keep us, if you're being all creative and everything, will you keep us abreast of new material in the next coming months?
Of course.
Seriously.
That's certainly the plan.
And if it's a rough bit of work, just let us know and we'll say this is a bit of a demo from Harry Hatter.
Yeah, I'll send everything through.
I'd love that. You are brilliant. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you very much.
Harry Hatter, brand new album, The Road So Far. And this, my friends, is What We Look For. No, shush, stop it. Everyone's tapping on the glass. I go, you played this one. Yes, all right, back in your box. You tried doing this live.
They don't look for what we look for. A lonely road, but you know it took heart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. What we look for, a lonely road, but you know it took heart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands.
It's been some time since I heard those voices inside of my head telling me that if I keep on staring, I won't hear. Dead ends. They don't look for what we look for. I've been looking for what's left. All I find is what I want, not what I need to just progress. This life and timeless, lifelessness, trying to fight for minds. Yeah, I can tell you by the time, but everybody has a time. People cross their lines, everybody's gonna line. Don't question mine. Would you trade your life for your precious pride if they step that line? Get your sighted, red in eyes. I was red in mine till I stepped in the line.
They don't look for what we look for. A lonely road, but you know it took heart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. What we look for, a lonely road, but you know it took hard. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands.
My head's twisted every night, I can feel it spinning. Blurry vision in my sight, feeling like I'm tripping. See, I'm fighting for what's right. Can't have demons when I question, is it really worth the fight? Am I really winning? Am I really going places other than my dreams? Can I really run for me? I am my enemy. I said I better be better, let me just set it clean. I need to keep my head up, whatever, let me just let it be now. I need to let it go, lungs gotten full up of smoke before my head explodes. I know life ain't a joke, don't get a second go. I can't afford to put it on hold. I don't sit and then dwell, I've made mistakes, but me, I don't kiss and then tell. In this big open ocean, I don't fit in no shell. So I ain't one to stick around if you ain't fitting me well.
This life ain't time, this lifelessness, trying to fight for minds. Yeah, I could tell you better time, but everybody has a time. People cross their lines, everybody's gonna lie. No question mind, would you trade your life for your precious pride? If they step in line, get your sighted, red in eyes. I was red in mine till I stepped in the line.
They don't look for we look for, a lonely road, but you know it took heart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. What we look for, a lonely road, but you know it took heart. You feel alone, but you feel so crowded when you know you're the only one who understands. When you know you're the only one who understands.
Pete Jones, on Radio Reverb. Pete Jones, Pete Jones, Pete Jones.